Experience the power of 5G with T-Mobile. With faster 5G speeds nationwide, you can upload your favorite videos super fast or game on the go. Plus, T-Mobile has more 5G bars in more places, so you can stay connected to what matters most from almost anywhere. Switch to T-Mobile today, the leader in 5G.
T-Mobile has America's largest 5G network, fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 5G speeds for Q4 2021. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
You know the old saying, selling like hotcakes? What does that even mean? What is a hotcake anyway? They should change it to selling like Hondas, because right now, Hondas are selling faster than ever. Probably because they're so rugged, long-lasting, and fuel-efficient. And if you want one, you should get to your local Honda dealer right away. Check out the 8-passenger Pilot, or maybe the adventurous Passport. But you gotta do it fast, because Hondas are selling like, well, Hondas. New models are arriving right now. Don't wait. See your local Honda dealer today.
All right, guys. Hello, and welcome to BowhunterPlanet.com Battle of the Bows 2021. It has been a strange year, I think, for everybody, but the archery industry has seen some amazing sales this past year and in 2020. And what we have today is to go through a whole bunch of the new bows for 2021, and I got a really cool data slide for you guys to really break down the statistics and the numbers of each of those bows. It's going to be a lot of fun. Before we get started, I just want to say a special shout out to Dead Downwind and Tinks for sponsoring this video. And now, on to the show. All right, guys, starting the show off with the APA Black Mamba. This bow here in the 31 and the 28, so they had two different sizes. But one of the cool parts about this bow and the APA system is the ability to have all these lockout features. You could just easily make this cam lockout, no problem. They got a toolkit built right on it. Again, a lot of great things going on with this bow. It's got a cool handle. One of the cool parts about APA is that tech side of it, right? They're really smart at coming up with these cool inventions to throw on their bows, from a GoPro holder to the fang that can hold the bow on a tree limb. Also, as you can see in the design, it looks awesome this year. The new design looks so good, and you really can't say anything bad about the way this bow looks. One of the other cool features by APA is that they use a solid limb, and they don't use split limb like on other brands, so that's pretty unique. They also threw in this micro tune adjustability in their cable guard. They got some weight differentials on it, and here's the speeds, which I was pretty happy with, to be honest. And you can tweak these speeds and get them faster depending on what you're using. You can add titanium pieces to this bow and a whole bunch of other great stuff. All right, moving on to the Bear Arch Redemption. Me and Kevin had a chance to check out this bow. And what people don't realize about Bear is they make a stunning bow. The cutouts in this bow are absolutely insane, and they look really cool. Look how they put the damper right between the riser. It's really, really something cool and special. I love the look of this bow. I think Bear did an amazing job of the Redemption. And you can see from the speeds, it did very well. Holds pace, this bow also shoots so nice, and you'll see for yourself here in these shots. I also want to point out real quick that although Bear Archery always charges a little bit less for their bows, they're just as good, if not better, than some of the other bows that cost a lot more money. These bows are really fantastic bows. Alright, one of my favorite bows this year is the Solution SS from Bowtech. When we talk about bows that are extremely smooth, very forgiving. These bows hit the mark, and I was really excited what Bowtech launched this year. The solution kind of replaces the Revolt, which they still have, but this was the new thing, and their whole concept this year was building a solution that was going to fit just about anybody. With the deadlock technology they use, it's really an incredible thing to be able to move the cam left and right. Bowtech really does it right, and you can see the speeds are great here for these bows. Very smooth, very nice shooting bows, and definitely on my top list.
That's some good shooting, guys. No sight, look at that.
Would you look at that accuracy, no sight.
Alright, they also sell us the Carbon Zion. This bow is around $749, so it's not as expensive as some of these others, but I did want to show it off because of its carbon and the price point of that carbon. It's an amazing looking bow. So the Zion comes off of the Carbon Icon platform. They did make some tweaks and adjustments, but a great shooting bow, and I definitely want to show it off just because of the carbon and the price point of this. All right, the Encore from Elite. Look out. We knew this was coming, right? Elite is always producing an amazing bow, and the Encore is definitely nothing short of that. It is a great bow. It replaced Secure, which was a great bow, but this bow, this Encore is awesome. You can adjust the riser to move over left and right slightly to help with that tuning and get your center shot. And it has, you know, beautiful inlays. The bow shoots great. It has a great back wall. Elite kind of coined the shootability name, the term shootability, and it's always been with their brand. Again, a brand that's never been pushing speeds. It's more about performance and relaxation when you're shooting, and they always hit that mark with their bows. Hoyt and the Ventum 30 is the one we got a chance to look at in person, and let me tell you, it's a stunning bow, completely redesigned for Hoyt this year. The Ventum really brings a whole new perception of their engineering, what they're capable of doing, changing a complete look up. They overhauled the cam, put a new cam on it. They got some shorter limbs. They got a push out in the front end where the stabilizer goes. Just all around a ton of great things. They even have a mount system that you can mount on the front of the bow and add a sight right to the riser instead of have any brackets. Very impressive what they've done with the Hoyt this year. And, you know, having that flexibility too in their let off, they have a quick adjustment, which makes it really cool if you want to on the fly switch to 85 to 80% let off, which makes it very nice in that cam system. So the HBX cam is really something special, and will be around for a long time, I think, on Hoyts going forward. Respectable speeds with the Hoyt, and I think, it shows it here in two different, you know, let-offs, but overall, great shooting bow. Also note, Hoyt is one of the only companies that still have that bridge idea that goes behind your wrist there. That's called the bridge. All right, and also notable is the Bowtech Solution SD, the model they came up with to fit other people that don't fit the normal Solution or the Solution SS. So people with a shorter draw maybe can't pull as much weight. This is the ability to fit those people with a different cam, basically, is what's happening here. And gives them a lot of flexibility and also the ability to have a lot of different people shoot this bow. And as you can see, it is a great-looking bow. It looks just like the SS, and it has a lot of great feel to it. Do it. There we go. Great speeds at 28.5 inch draw in here, and you're still seeing some really good speeds with it.
Hey, look at that. I actually can make it work.
All right, the V3 series from Matthews, the 31 and the 28. We did both of them. Amazing shooting bows. Definitely in my top three this year. Matthews did a great job with this bow. They came off the hot VXR, which did very well for them. And this bow has a lot of the same things as that VXR, but there are some differences. And that's what kind of made this bow special, because it had its own uniqueness to it, is that cable rod there, how it comes downward, centering it to the bow, which is really cool. Good idea, something different you don't see every day. A lot of the other features are still pretty much the same. A lot of the bump outs, things like that. Again, you're never going to get a bad bow from Matthews. Everybody knows that. So over the years, it's just a really great shooting bow. And over time, I think Matthews will always be remembered as one of the best shooting bows in the industry, for sure. All right, here it is, guys. Just for you, I created a data file. This data file is really unique because it has everything in the premium, higher end and premium bow models right here on this spreadsheet. So you could compare it all and we could compare it together. The reason I want to show this is we don't have all the bows in, and I want to include everybody this year. Last couple years, we weren't able to include everybody in video, obviously, but we still think we can include it at least here in the data. So this is a really important file because it's going to show every brand, every bow in that price point. The lowest cost bow on here is the Zion at $750. I only left it on because I wanted to show you the comparison in carbon with the other carbon models, right? There's only a few in the industry today, and I just want to make sure you knew there was a low-end carbon price, which would be the Zion, and high ends, which would be the Hoyts, the RX Ultra.
Moms, at Vanguard, you're more than just a parent. You're the heart of the family. You're the first responder to any need. You can be the hero and the villain, sometimes on the same day. Because you know that in the end, your legacy is the values you instill in them. At Vanguard, you're more than just an investor. You're an owner. Because the future you're building is bigger than yourself. Discover the value of ownership at Vanguard.com. Fund shareholders own the funds that own Vanguard. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Experience the power of 5G with T-Mobile. With faster 5G speeds nationwide, you can upload your favorite videos super fast or game on the go. Plus, T-Mobile has more 5G bars in more places, so you can stay connected to what matters most from almost anywhere. Switch to T-Mobile today, the leader in 5G.
T-Mobile has America's largest 5G network, fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 5G speeds for Q4 2021. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
It's $1,700, so there's definitely a big difference there, but it gives you that ability. So what did we learn in all this data? And I'll give you guys a minute with this data. I'm going to post it here so you can, you know, read through it slowly and see it better. But we did some projections, and what we did is you have an IBO speed, which is based off a 30-inch draw length. Now, I know you guys always say once in a while, somebody says on the videos, why aren't you shooting these in IBO? We do our speeds based on the most common, and the most common is 29-inch draw, 70 pounds. So our goal was to give it as what you would most likely have in the field. Now, I do realize some people will be a 30-inch draw, but unfortunately, it's not as many as there are a 29. So that's how we do our projections. So anyhow, by using math data, we're able to project what we think these bows would shoot at based on percentages we did between IBOs and actual field tested 350 at the 70, 2970. And everything in italic here is a projection. So if you're wondering what you think the bow will shoot, these are projections we're seeing. A good example would be this Expedition X30. We're banking it's going to shoot around 331 at 2730. At a 27-29 draw length. So let's just give you an example of that. So everything in blue is what we have tested. It's been on the show and you just saw in some of the video clips there. And out of those bows, we had the APA Black Mamba 31, the 28, we had the Bear Redemption, we had the whole bunch of Bowtex, the Encore, the Hoyt Ventum 30, the Matthews bows, two of them out of the four they have that launched. And then Expedition's still coming, PSC's still coming. So there are some that are going to be pending, but we'll get there as we get there. But I did want to include, you know, we don't do a lot with Prime, but I did want to show the numbers here just so you guys could see. And, you know, I was impressed by this one, the Nexus 2, mainly because you have a 32-inch axle-axle and a 4.25-pound weight, which I thought was really well done, and really good specs on that bow. So it looks like it could be a really nice bow, depending on what you're looking for and all that. So a couple things to note on here that are interesting, right? We're going to do our drop-down. We're going to select X-Loy, which is the new one, new material, by our friends at Expedition that they've been working on. So this is the one that they talked about on our podcast. And this is a new material, and they are pricing this bow, the X30, X33, and X37, $1,400, and $1,500 based on those bows. And it's important because we don't know much about this new material, right? It's a different material. It's not carbon, and it's not metal, so it's this new one. So what does that leave us, or what's going to happen? I don't know. But we're estimating those bows will come in around 331, 329, 314 feet per second. So give you an idea of that. All right. So what I want to do now is just show you guys averages. Why are averages important? Well, to me, averages are very important because it's going to show you what is going on. All right. So the MSRP average of all these bows you're seeing here, which includes a total of 35 bows, the average price is $1,127. So that means if you're spending $1,127, you're at average. If you're spending above that, you're above. And if you spend below that, you're below average on what you're spending. Just to give you an idea. So point of this being, if you're going to the store to buy one of these bows, be prepared to spend for the bare bow $1,127. That's about where you're going to be, and that would be the average price. So you should definitely bring with you $1,500 to include your accessories and things you need. So moving on, our averages, the average axle of all these bows is 31.9 inches. So we'll just call it 32. So 32 inch axle is your average. So 32 axle is your average for all these premium bows. The brace height average is 6.5, we'll call it. We'll just round up. So 6.5 would be your average. Now, I'm a person, I love large brace heights because they're just more comfortable to me. And so for me, I always look at that first, and I would choose a number based on that for me. Everybody's going to be different on how they do it. But for me, that's how I would do it. I would start there. All right, average weight. So this is something we talk about a lot on the show. So the average weight right now is 4.22 pounds, and we felt like that kept going up. And you can see here, if we were to sort by weight, so largest to smallest in weights. So the Matthews Atlas, which is about 35 inch axle, is 4.92 pounds. The Hoyt Ventum 33 is at 4.7. The PSC Evo 34, EVL 34 is at 4.7. The Elite Remedy is at 4.6. The Hoyt RX 5 Ultra is at 4.6. And that is a carbon bow, just FYI on that. The Ventum's at 4.6. So a lot of those, a lot of the main bows that people would suggest are the main bows to them on average are 4.6 pounds, just to give you an idea. With the lightest bows being the Bowtech Zion being the lightest, the PSC Air, their carbon bow, the Stealth Mach 1 is 3.5. The Expedition X30 with that new alloy we talked about is 3.6 X-Loy. The Black Mamba 28, 3.6. And so Expedition's got a lot of light bows. That's going to tell you that that new material is doing this job. All right, so let's go ahead and sort by price. So largest to smallest. So the most expensive bow this year in 2021 that we found was the RX Ultra from Hoyt, their carbon bow at $1,700, followed by Hoyt's RX 5 at $1,650, followed by the Carbon Air Stealth Mach 1 at $1,600. So all the three carbon bows are at the top. The alloy, the X-Loy would also fall into the higher end for their material, and that's $1,500, $1,414. Matthews Atlas drops in the next spot here, this would be the seventh spot at $1,350. And then you got the Matthews and Bowtech bows all in the $1,200 mark. APA just under that. Hoyt just under that with their aluminum. Elite just under that. And PSE's a little bit under. And the lowest cost would be technically the Martin and the Obsessions at $900 for the standard, you know. And then, again, $750 for that Carbon Zion we talked about. So all in all, you know, I hope you guys, you know, can take something from this. There's a lot of good information here. I'll go ahead and, you know, put this on the screen. You guys can review it on your own and, you know, find some time to review. Unfortunately, we haven't had a chance to shoot a lot of these bows, and I would say that, you know, so far, what did I like this year? I mean, I liked a lot of things. Bowtech is probably my favorite right now. The Solution SS, I really enjoy shooting that bow. I love the frame, the feel of it. It feels narrow and small to me, and I really enjoy that. So to me, that's the one I think I like the best so far. I did like the Matthews bows. I think they shot excellent, but I think they always do. I don't think anything's different there than normal. I did like the Ventum 30. I thought Hoyt did an excellent job redesigning from scratch a bow. I mean, they did a really good job engineering that bow. The Encore, I liked it a lot. I did like the Encore, but you know what? To be honest, I've always liked the Leech draw cycle, so it's not nothing new to me. I knew I'd like it to start, to be honest, because it's the way they shoot. They just shoot so well. I was impressed by the Bear Redemption EKO. I thought they did a great job on the design, the feel of it, the shoot, the way it shoots. Everything was really nice about it. Some of the bows I like to shoot still. I mean, I haven't shot the Expeditions yet. I'm really excited to find out what those are like. Those are in process. They're not to us yet. The PSE, I'm excited for. I don't think we'll end up with a Prime this year again, but I would have loved to get this one in stock here, because that bow, I think, would do really well. It's the specs really intrigue me, to be honest. I think they sound really good. Also, the Obsessions and the Martin, you know, those bows, haven't had a chance to shoot Obsession in a couple of years now. And Martin we haven't had in many years, so it'd be nice to get our hands on that as well. We have an Athens in process, so I haven't had a chance to shoot them. Athens has been around a long time, but they have new owners, if you didn't know that. So they're going through the system. I did want to say a couple things on that. This list is getting smaller, guys, and I think that we have to, you know, stop all this negative talk about any company in this industry, because to be honest, guys, these are the last of the brands, and this is it. After this, you don't have as many. So we have 12 total, including Darton, who's still around. They just didn't have a bow this year. They were just purchased by our friends at Black Eagle Arrows. So this is, you know, pretty much who's still around, and these are the companies that are going to drive our heritage forward going forward. I mean, they're the only ones left, right? So very important that we support them and buy these bows from them, and you know, try not to give them too much crap, to be honest, because they're doing their best. They're great people, I know, because I talked to all of them, and they do excellent job at what they do. So keep that in mind, and we might be missing a couple little things in there for the lower end bows. The Quest line, right? There's some other ones, but that's just G5. So if I get rid of Prime, put G5, right, that would be what would be there anyway. Yeah, so that's it, guys. I hope you learned something today. And unfortunately, these are the companies that are gone now, which we know some for a while, but Parker was the latest. Them and Pearson are gone now. So those ones are gone. Darton was yellow because they weren't putting anything new out until they were just acquired. So they have moved on now. So that's good in a positive way. So, yeah, that's it, guys. 2021 Battle of the Bows. Everything's in front of you here. You feel free to look through it and make a decision on what you like. I think it's interesting. There's tons of draw length options for you depending on what you need. This might be a good indicator. If you're a 31, you can definitely sort by 31s and know what you can shoot and what you can't. All of our testing is right here for our speeds that you can find all of on our videos. If you want to watch them, you can go on to our YouTube and watch those videos. But all the data is here, and I'll save this as a PDF and put it as a downloadable file so you guys can check it out when you get time. So thanks for watching Boner Plant. We hope you enjoyed the Battle of the Bows 2021. A lot more to still come this year, guys. It's going to be awesome. We'll see you soon.
Experience the power of 5G with T-Mobile. With faster 5G speeds nationwide, you can upload your favorite videos super fast or game on the go. Plus, T-Mobile has more 5G bars in more places, so you can stay connected to what matters most from almost anywhere. Switch to T-Mobile today, the leader in 5G.
T-Mobile has America's largest 5G network, fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 5G speeds for Q4 2021. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
You know the old saying, selling like hotcakes? What does that even mean? What is a hotcake anyway? They should change it to selling like Hondas, because right now, Hondas are selling faster than ever. Probably because they're so rugged, long-lasting, and fuel-efficient. And if you want one, you should get to your local Honda dealer right away. Check out the 8-passenger Pilot, or maybe the Adventurous Passport. But you gotta do it fast, because Hondas are selling like, well, Hondas. New models are arriving right now. Don't wait. See your local Honda dealer today.